How many face another stink infected fecal Monday morning? Dear Lord, please give us the strength to endure. But it's the holiday season, so Monday's not too bad. It's the holiday season, so we're kind of kicking back. And I'm just glad to be alive, actually, because there was a Christmas that I thought that, well, I might not never see. There was a Christmas when I thought that I might be splattered all over the countryside. Far, far, far away land. Where if they sang Christmas carols, it would probably would have sounded like this. Don we now argue a barrel for a thing we now to use that carol for a Yeah, you haven't lived until you've heard the Ming sisters singing Rove Me or Reeve Me or Ret Me Be Ronely. They only knew one song over there. One song that I'll never forget. Back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Minelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Quang Tree, 1967. A lot of people don't know this, but I was really originally there as a jet jockey. That's right, I flew off the big carriers with all my men. Until we got suspended. Until they busted us! Back into humping through the jungles. I'll never forget the glorious feeling. Sitting there on the deck of the carrier. Hooked onto the catapult. Waiting with my engines roaring. For that sensation of thrust as I roared off the end of the deck. G's pulling at me as I climbed altitude. As my buddies roared off to join me. Kick it in the dungas, let's go! Robinson, come on! Give her the juice and cut her loose! Well, it was Christmas Day. We figured we'd give Ho Chi Minh a little surprise. We weren't expecting trouble, but we had our eyes open nonetheless. The guys were kind of clowning around, a couple of them flying upside down. Kalachecki opened his mic and he started singing, "You'll wonder where the yellow went when we thermonuked the Orient." I said, "All right, guys, knock it off. Keep your eyes open. This is supposed to be a milk run, but you never know. The area is rumored to be heavily fortified. So we're going to go in low, drop everything. We're going to make one pass and haul ass. Is that it? Everybody ready? All right. Tuck it in, tuck it in. Come on, tuck up under my wing for crying out loud. Here we go." Well, we went in low, and sure enough, the gates of hell opened up. I could feel shells impacting the fuselage as I fought to maintain control. Traces leaping by my cockpit there as I fought and dove, rolled through the air, nearly blacking out a couple of times. I looked behind me, and I couldn't believe it. I said, "Robinson, you got smoke! You got smoke!" Yeah. And sure enough, his cockpit was filling totally with smoke. I said, "You gotta punch out!" He said, "I want to make the water!" I said, "You're not gonna make the water! I'll stick with you! Punch out!" Sure enough, I watched. Thank God, his chute opened. I watched his $24 million worth of the taxpayers' money impacted the ground with finality. For the resale value on that baby. I watched as Robinson dove for the elephant crest. As the black pajamas came out of nowhere, they were chasing after him. I said, "All right, guys, let's give him some support here." Yeah, when they'd get near to where he was hiding, I'd come in low, just blazing that cannon fire. Ah! But I knew we couldn't keep it up forever. I knew sooner or later we'd get low on the fuel. We'd have to make it back to the carrier. I said, "Boys, I'm going in. I'm landing that thing." They said, "Wait a minute. Landing? There's no runway." I said, "Well, then we'll make a runway." Yeah. This is Blue Fox Able Baker 1 requesting napalm. I said, "Watch this, guys. Watch this. It's going to be nice, huh? It's going to be so nice." All right. Yeah, super, super, super. I like this. Give me about the half a mile worth. What? I took that aircraft down into the flames. As the elephant grass roared, they said, be careful. It's got to be a little bumpy down there. I said, hey, if I wanted smooth runways, I'd have gotten a job with the Jiffy Air Transport Service. Sure enough, I bounced to a stop. I said, all right, Robinson, come on, get in, get my lap. It was a one-seater. I said, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Here they come. And sure enough, I gave her the juice. I said, bye-bye, you maggot. Pulled back on that stick until I thought it would bust off in my hand. And sure enough, we winged our way back to the carrier. On the way there, we hit a little turbulence, which was kind of nice. Whoa! Yeah! Robinson was saying, hey, hey, hey! I said, hey, nothing! I saved your life! Yeah! I was looking at my fuel gauge. And I said, well, it's going to be a little nip and tuck. That's all right. Sure enough, we came in just as the engines flamed out, and here I am dead sticking it toward the carrier. The hook missed the arresting cable. We went into the crash screen. Sure enough, they were out with the hoses and they foamed us down, and we were miraculously unscathed. And for a while there, I thought nobody'd ever find out what happened during the turbulence. I knew Robinson wouldn't tell anybody. I knew he didn't have the guts. But they all figured it out. Yeah, because when they pried open that canopy and Robinson got out, this is what it sounded like.
If you can't take advantage of the last people expressed,